You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
And welcome in MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Jane Lee, as always. Jane, you and the A's back in town briefly, anyway, after a long three-city road trip. And here we are mid to late week. You're getting ready to head out on another three-city road trip, Texas, Minneapolis, and then Seattle. I mean, this is a grueling stretch for this Oakland team.
It really is. And also, not only just, you know, them being on the road a lot, but you look at their off days. I mean, up to this point, they've only had one, and they were the last team to have an off day, and now they don't have another. You know, they go through this 10-game road trip. They come back. They play three against Boston, and only then do they get another off day. So it's a grueling stretch and not really a fun one, especially for, you know, a bullpen that's kind of gone through some struggles, and, you know, it's still without Sean Doolittle. So there's been a lot of delaying in the bullpen and even just the rotation, you know, too. So from that standpoint, it hasn't been good for them. And, of course, you know, offensively, you know, a day off every now and then can only help. And they're really, I mean, it's been a grueling stretch. But, you know, I think they're still trying to kind of find out who they are as a team this first month as we end it here today and kind of form an identity.
Well, you bring up, the most important point when it comes to scheduling, and that is just the health of a bullpen. Not even the health so much as it's just the durability, because there's a limit as to how many times you can get somebody up and not use them or put them in a game consecutive days, whatever the case may be. And certain franchises, I know, have differing philosophies on that, but there's no question that, you know, a day or two can be absolutely critical for a bullpen. And that has been, when you look at the season to this point for Oakland, would you say that is the weak spot?
It is, and I think it's a little bit of a surprise. I mean, this is a team that they knew, you know, since January that they were going to be without Sean Doolittle to start the season. But then when you saw someone of Tyler Clifford's caliber join the team, you're thinking, okay, well, you know, you got him able to close. You still have all your other guys. You have, you know, Dan Otero, Eric O'Flaherty, and Fernando Abad, guys that did a lot for this bullpen last year. You're still thinking, this is a pretty decent bullpen, maybe one of the best in the league, you know, if not the division at least. And, I mean, as we all know, relievers are just so volatile, and you don't know what to expect year to year. And early on, unfortunately, what's been the case is the guys that did so well for them last year, like Otero and O'Flaherty, they've had some early season slips, and not just one, but multiple. I think it's seven losses the A's bullpen is responsible for. And, yeah, there really just hasn't been one standout reliever. They've already changed roles several times. You know, I know Bob Melvin's still trying to figure out his best late-inning bullpen mix. And with Ryan Cook back in the mix, hopefully that kind of lengthens out the bullpen. But, you know, even Cook had his trouble last night, you know, walked a batter and ends up scoring the go-ahead run. So, really, it's hard to rely on any one guy down there. I think Evan Scribner's been a nice surprise for them. But, I mean, this is a bullpen that has to be, you know, ironed out and quickly. And I think Doolittle's return within the next month should only help that.
Well, Jesse Chavez has thrown the ball well in the bullpen. And I understand as you get ready to wrap up the series on Thursday afternoon, he's been moved back into the rotation, and that may not be a function so much of how he's thrown the ball as much as it is the struggles, I guess we could call it, of Kendall Graveman, who has been sent back to AAA. What is the thought right now around Graveman and how he may fit in the rest of this year, how much time they feel or what they feel he needs to get straightened out at AAA?
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy, obviously, coming out of spring, you know, there were so many expectations on him just because of the spring he had. He gave up one earned run in 25-plus innings. So, of course, you know, coming out of spring, he deserved that spot in the rotation. I think there were just the expectations were so high, and this is a kid that a year ago he was pitching at single A. I think a lot of people forget that. I mean, last year he went from single A to the big leagues. He jumped four levels in 1 year. And it was really, you know, him just developing that sinker ball. And he didn't have that his first few starts with the A's. He was up. His fastball didn't have much depth. And I think the pressure kind of got to him. You know, he wasn't able to make those in-game adjustments necessary of a pitcher. And this is something he hasn't gone through before, you know, failure at the big leagues. And so I think they just want to put him in a different environment to work these things out. Clearly they think he's a tremendous pitcher. He obviously has great stuff, but it's just about kind of figuring it out and harnessing it all and in a place where there's not as much pressure as the big league. So they fully expect him to be back up at some point this year. Of course, Jesse Chavez is a really nice guy to have in your pocket. I mean, Bob Melvin says all the time, he put up just as good of numbers as any of the A's all-stars last year in the rotation and made a spot start a while ago in Anaheim and did really well. And, you know, this is a guy that could be any other team's, you know, number three, number four starter. So the fact they can plug a guy like him in, just speaks to the depth they have. But they do believe in Graveman and do believe he'll be back at some point.
Yeah, depth in that rotation, and we've touched on that before. If there's one thing the A's do well, it certainly is stockpiling starting pitchers. And to that end, what is the latest news then on the progress of guys like Jared Parker or AJ Griffin?
Yeah, Jared's doing really well. He's making very quick progress. He's already made two minor league rehab starts, and his next one will actually be with AAA Nashville. We could see him, you know, by the end of May, if not sooner. And AJ too is making good progress. He's a little bit behind. His surgery was after Jared's last year, but he's still also expected to be available come June. So, and they do have, I think people forget how many guys the A's have on the disabled list. Between those guys and Doolittle and Coco Crisp and Ben Zobrist, but they're all making really good progress. So, Jared, you know, that's a guy. I mean, it'll be like making, you know, a big trade and giving up nothing when they get him back. And he's looked really good early on. He's sticking with three pitches, ditching the slider for now. And his velocity has been really impressive. He struck out seven on Tuesday in a minor league game, and you know they're really encouraged with what they're seeing from him.
Now, you mentioned Ben Zobrist in that answer, which I have full disclosure, he's one of my favorites. I just love a guy who can play so many different positions as well as he plays them and hit as well as he can. I guess you guys got very good news on his knee procedure, and he may be coming back even as early as some point in May. How critical, how big of a piece is he for that lineup?
I mean, he's arguably the biggest piece. I mean, this is why they brought him in. There's so few guys as versatile as he is. I mean, he's perhaps, the most versatile player. To be able to do what he does on both sides of the ball, rotating different spots defensively and then turning around and hitting in the number three spot. I mean, he's a really significant, impactful player, and it lengthens their lineup. They're having to juggle some guys around without him in there. And of course, defensively, I mean, they do see him at second base most days, but the fact that you can plug him in into the outfield on any given day, I mean, that's a real luxury, and he is that guy, and clearly, it's such an all-around player, but his work ethic too is really impressive, and I think that's what guys notice first about him, just his professionalism and work ethic. And when you watch him, it really doesn't surprise you all that he can do.
Well, at 9-13, Oakland not off to the start that they had wanted, but if they can get healthy, maybe they can get this thing back on track soon. Long road trip up ahead. Jane, travel safely and get healthy yourself. And, of course, everybody else.
Thank you.
All right, Jane Lee, MLB.com Extras, the Oakland Athletics Edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.